The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, today's episode is really special. Usually, I do not do solo shows on Monday, but today, April 1st, happy April Fool's Day, we have an announcement, and it's kind of wild. So today on iHeart, we launch Woke AF's fifth season. That's right, season 5, which is pretty incredible. 5 years ago in 2019, which pause for shock for that shit, because I posted a meme in my Instagram stories, I think like a week or so ago, where it was, can you believe that 2019 was 5 years ago? It's hard to think back that far because so much has happened. It's like, what? You know, your head just starts spinning, trying to get back. And literally, the other day, I went into my phone and put in 2019 because I literally had no real recollection of that year. Like, it was wild. And so I had to put the date in, the year in, and then begin to go through photos. And I'm just like, here's my thing to you all. Do this. If you have not done this, if you don't do this on your phones, do it. Put in like January 2019 and then just like, or 2019 and just go through the year. I look like a different person, like 100%. And the stress, the pandemic, I just look like a different person. And so I say that to say that when Andrew, my producer, who has been with me since the beginning of Woke AF, and so we're counting. So if folks are like, wait a minute, I've been listening since the beginning, we're really looking at 2019 as Woke AF's independence year, which is when I left SiriusXM and went to an independent company, went to DCP Entertainment, and the show went through a couple of iterations after leaving Sirius. And so for me, 5 years ago is a wild time because it was a time that I decided to really bet on myself and to bet on you, all the listeners. Some have come and go and they're new and old and like ride or dies from, you know, from the beginning, and people that have just heard about me recently and are signing up. And I just want to say, particularly to all of those that went on this ride with me, that signed up for Patreon, that are still on Patreon, which I can't express to you all enough what your support, financial support, has meant for my ability to continue doing this show in an independent fashion. And even though it's been through so many bumps, and I'm going to go through, you know, them. And I mean, we've been through so many bumps on this show, but the country, my God, you know, we've been up and down Everest. I don't even know how many fucking times over the last 5 years. And so I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, just incredibly. I'm so indebted and in so much gratitude for the love and support that you all continue to show me and have allowed me to actualize my dreams in a lot of ways. I just want to start off by saying, too, just like a little quick background, particularly for those that are new to Woke AF, is that way back when, you know, I launched this show as a response to Donald Trump being elected president in 2016 and just being completely and totally fucking flabbergasted that this country that I had decided to like dedicate my brain power and work and energy and passion to making better, whether that be as a school teacher, as a fellow on a congressional fellow on Capitol Hill, as a federal lobbyist at a series of organizations and cities, to working, you know, and launching initiatives to better the lives of LGBTQ plus people, particularly those that are Black and live at the intersection of multiple identities. I believed in the promise of this country. I believed in the responsibility of each generation to do its part to make way, right, for the generation to come behind it and pick up the baton, and that we would get better, right, with more knowledge, more access, more technology each and every year, each and every decade. And then Trump happens. And, you know, I will say, folks, that Since then, and we're talking now, it's like it's so hard to kind of go through the years. But Donald Trump was inaugurated 7 years ago. And since then, it is like a portal of hate has opened up in this country and is just eating it from the inside out. And what began my career as this hopeful, ambitious young person that saw how government and policies were able to bring my family from Jamaica to the United States to build a life and a way that I could then exist, right? And be first generation American born here because of policies that allowed for immigration, right? And the ability to start over and build a life, right? And my family has always had such a strong sense of pride for this country. And I think that that's what makes me so angry about the anti-immigrant, hateful white supremacist rhetoric that we hear in this country, which is that you will meet no person of greater pride than an immigrant who has come to this country and built a life. You will meet no one more dedicated to this country than an immigrant that comes here. And that's just facts. Because up until, right, the last 7 years, America, while imperfect, has been that country where you can start anew and build something for you, yourself, your family, your build a community. That has always been the promise of America in its hopefulness. And so, and I'm getting like choked up talking about it, Because what's happened over the last 7 years has been a robbing, a ransacking of that hopefulness and that idealism that everyone should have. Right? You think about things that were impossible until they were done. That's the story of America. We have so many faults, so don't get me wrong, right? And I could list them, right, as well as you. But I want to speak about for a moment, like, the hopefulness and the idealism that is actually what has made America great and a standout from other nations. What is heartbreaking is that over the last 5 years of me being on air and independent with Woke AF, I have seen a horrific devolving of America and my own hopefulness, my own desire to participate in this American project, in this democratic project. Because until 7 years ago, when Donald Trump became president of the United States, there was a belief that even though we have horrific gun violence, even though Black people are killed by police on a regular basis, even though there are hate crimes and hatefulness, that there was still opportunity and still more people that believed that we could be better tomorrow than we were today. And that we all, with our varied talents, ethnicities, culture, races, that we add something. We add value. Not by virtue of what we produce, but by who we are.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But now, as I look back and I pulled up just on like Wikipedia, let me see all of the things that happened in 2019. Y'all, so much that it is genuinely like so hard to think back pre-pandemic. But I want to give you some highlights. Well, 5 years ago, we weren't in two wars. 5 years ago, a million plus Americans hadn't died from a global health pandemic. But we had a number of Democrats announcing that they were going to be running for president, which all of whom I had forgotten about. Kirsten Gillibrand, Amy Klobuchar, Marianne Williamson, Elizabeth Warren. Like, I kind of forgot that so many people had announced to take on Trump, and that, you know, the Supreme Court had allowed Donald Trump to roll back progress inside of the military with limiting the participation of patriotic trans people who wanted to serve their country. And this president was like, no. I forgot that Roger Stone had been charged with 7 counts of obstruction of justice and witness tampering, but he would later be pardoned, right, by Donald Trump. I forgot that there had been so many shootings. When you pull up Wikipedia and you look and you put in a year and they list it out month by month and kind of pull out, you know, important dates where things had happened, so many shootings. Pretty incredible. Democrats took back the House to stop Trump. Bill Barr lied to the American public about the contents of the Mueller report. The list kind of goes on and on and on. And it's just, we've lived so many lives since then. And that's kind of what has stood out to me the most, is that I feel like I have lived so many lives over the last 5 years. Our certainty about things that we could expect, our stability, have all been uprooted. And there's this sense of feeling untethered, right? Like you're just in this consistent state of unraveling. And to one extent, I find the unraveling cathartic, because I think that America has spoon-fed us a consistent diet of lies about who America is, what our shared values are, the idea of our exceptionalism, this badge of honor that we would wear around the world as we are the hardest working people that never take vacations, while the rest of the world looks at us and is just like, huh, but your quality of life is shit and you were all dying much younger. The pandemic, in a lot of ways, helped lift the veil around the grind of capitalism and the fact that, sure, you could put in 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, but if you drop dead, they will clean out your cubicle, your office, your locker within a day and slide somebody else into your slot, pay them half of what you were being paid, and start the process all over again. We started to realize during the course of the pandemic how important, precious, and short our time on this planet is. And how do we really want to be living our lives? And do we really want to be living our lives in a way where we're spending our days, hours off of our lives commuting, right? Putting our lives on hold so that we could put the value and the importance of insert said company, said organization first. Well, they pay my bills. Okay, but can you also be a full human being? Right? People loved to talk about work-life balance, but what folks realized for those that were privileged enough to be able to do their jobs from home was that going into the office was a lie for corporate real estate and for your bosses to be your overlords because there was a lack of trust, but yet they want to say that we're a family. Keep that familial language out your mouth. This is a job. My family doesn't hold evaluations and then fire me, right? My family doesn't put my worth, right, in connection to what I produce for them. So this idea that your workplace is your family is a lie. It is a lie to get you to go above and beyond, but only be paid what is on the ground. So why am I going above that? So people started to think differently and move differently. And we like to joke, and I have, about Generation Z, oh, they don't want to work as hard and blah, blah. Yeah, because actually, no, they want to work smarter. They want work to actually work for them and their lives and not the other way around, because they've seen their parents and their grandparents burn the fuck out. What would have made a difference if not just following along and climbing up the ladder, right? Hoping to be recognized and to be seen and to someday be paid your worth, but you just go along for the get along. That's what the prior generations did. And this one, whose life was abruptly halted by a global health pandemic, they have a different understanding of how precious life and time is, and how everything can be gone in an instant. We can learn from them. Instead of thinking that we know everything, we can learn from how Gen Z looks at work and thinks to themselves, yeah, this is just not my vibe. You know, everything can stop tomorrow because it has. So how do I want to live this one precious life? These are some of the questions that we have been asking ourselves, folks. over these last 5 years, over the last five seasons of Woke AF, where we've tried to bring in experts and academics and authors to work through these conversations with us, to maybe offer us a different perspective, a different vantage point, to help open up and expand our minds and our hearts a bit more. But when we really take a minute, take a pause to sit back and look at all we've made it through to this point, my God, do we owe ourselves more than a round of applause, more than a pat on the back? We need to sit in deep gratitude for how much we have been through and we are still here. And there are so many that are not.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
We have definitely been going through really dark times. But I still, when I can see sunshine and blue skies and hear the birds, that's when my possibility and hopefulness grows. And some days I got it, some days I don't. Some days you got it, some days you don't. But we hope, right, that there are people around us who do have it when we don't, who can carry the hopefulness when we are feeling hopeless. That we can be in community and be balancing each other out as we move through these really difficult times. America has changed so much, and not for the better in a lot of ways. You know, we've made way for a return to unabashed racism. We've moved back to a place where white supremacy is celebrated and not marginalized. It's hard. I tell you this often, it is hard to get on this microphone some days. The last 5 years have been really difficult, very challenging to keep going and feeling like there is any impact to be had. So I just deeply appreciate those of you who send messages and tweet and post and, you know, share bits and pieces of the show, because I will tell you that I've had a lot of dark days, a lot of days when I want to just pull the plug. And I say, what does it all mean? Does it even matter? And then on those very low days, someone comments, shares a thought, thanks me. And I have always said that if I can only reach one person, but that one person then sees things differently and then starts having different conversations with the people around them, and then those people start to see things differently, and so on and so forth, and then we become this ripple effect. Because what I do know is that change is an inside job. So if we can change and shift the way that we think and expand the way that we love, and we begin that work on ourselves, that light shines out and it opens other people's eyes. It pulls the veil off and it gives other people that you may not even know permission to do something differently, to speak up, to take on varied responsibility, to make this world better. So on this 5-year anniversary and the kickoff of season 5 of Woke AF Daily on iHeart, I just want to thank each and every single one of you for your hopefulness, for your persistence, for your valor, for your love and support of independent media and voices like mine and a show like this. I would not have made it through the last 5 years without you all. So thank you. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.